Well, either Tina or Linda or Joanne too read the Old Testament usually. But today we switched. I'm going to read the Old Testament and Tina's going to read the New Testament. Because there are some words in there that even I can't pronounce. So I'll do my best to pronounce them, but they probably won't be right, so I'll ask for forgiveness before time. The lectionary is a very interesting thing that we follow. And we always get to go around and we looked at the four scriptures up on the top. This week, Hosea. If you never read the little book of Hosea, it's a very interesting book. I'm going to read from that. We got a psalm. We got an epistle, which is some of Paul's letters or Peter's letters. And the gospel in Luke. And then next week, it's also in Hosea again. And how it goes around, and you say, well, okay, well, tell me about this little book of Hosea. Let me tell you about this little book of Hosea. I give you a little background because Tina says, I don't know if I want to read that or not. I can't get past the prostitute work. And so it's a very interesting story. And it's a good story. And it's also a prophecy which has become fulfilled with the rebirth of Israel as a nation. But I digress. This is the summary of the book. God asked Hosea to marry an adulterous wife and to love her unconditionally, demonstrating to Israel God's faithful love for his people despite their unfaithfulness. Now, what do you think could possibly what God wants us to do in a lot of things? What would God tell Hosea to do, and why Hosea's adulterous, unfaithful wife would be a living object for the adulterous, unfaithful nation to whom Hosea must minister to? If you remember, at this particular time, the kingdom was in two. They had the northern kingdom, and they had the kingdom of Judah. A lot of dissension, a lot of things going on, and of course, Israel and the people, the Hebrew people, were dispersed all through when that took place. And so God wants them to learn a lesson, if you would.